Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Now, I set you up to speak about a KFC anecdote.
No, you didn't
have time, so can you tell us what the story's about? Because I want to hear it.
It's not really that great.
Ah, oh, come on.
Okay, so when I was working in House of Fraser in Dundrum, that was around the time when I was really, really strict about my diet. It was
boiled chicken.
Boiled chicken, rice. I wouldn't eat beer. I wouldn't drink beer. I wouldn't drink beer, only have vodka. Like,
oh, big man. The strong stuff. You want a medal? Go on.
So that was trying to show how strict I was. But on a Sunday, I would always treat myself to a cheat meal because I thought I was like The Rock, where I could take this massive meal. So I'd just go to KFC every Sunday on my break in House of Fraser, and I'd buy two meals. Yeah. So I'd buy the burger meal, and I'd get some zingers, and I'd get wraps, and I'd also get a crush'em.
What is a zinger?
It's kind of like a spicy burger. And I would feel so sick afterwards. I'd nearly get sick. And then my second story was...
Jeez, what's on the story? You're going to say that on air, that you used to drink vodka straight.
No, I wouldn't say that on air. And then... I didn't drink it straight. And then... When Callum moved over to Ireland,
I was being very nice
to Callum because he had no friends and no girlfriend. Yeah. And I know where he's going to say, oh, we don't do it anymore. Well, you have a girlfriend now.
We can't leave the house.
Yeah. We went to the cinema.
We did.
And we went to see...
It was a Winston Churchill film, very British.
The Darkest Hour.
Oh, was that good?
Yes.
Yeah. Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill.
And Lily James as well. Big soft spot for Lily James.
So does the guy out of The Wire.
Oh, yeah. Cheating on his wife, allegedly. We were in KFC on Parnell Street, and it was just a big commotion, wasn't it?
What happened?
There was a fight in the middle of the KFC on Parnell Street, and me and Callum were like, oh, shit.
Now, was it upstairs or downstairs?
Downstairs. Did someone try to rob something, or...?
The KFC staff were shouting at a customer, and I think then the customers were starting on each other.
Yeah.
And... We were going to go to the Cineworld.
We got the KFC in the end, didn't we?
We did. I didn't. It was just you.
Yeah, we sat down.
Yeah,
I just want KFC.
Didn't you have it?
No, because I'd already eaten.
He was like, I didn't want anything.
No.
And I was like, I wanted the KFC. And we sat
was
there.
Was that the night where we recorded...
Callum, I said not for us to talk about that night.
Watching Winning Streak. Because
why were we watching?
That was a Saturday night.
Why were we watching Winning Streak?
Because
I sent in my scratch card to go on the show.
Oh, we wanted to see, did your name get pulled out?
Yeah.
Was that the night we also suspiciously recorded someone else that we probably shouldn't have? It was.
Yeah.
What's going on? Who's that?
A lot of commotion outside. It's like KFC.
Yes, my
Parnell Street.
House, my old housemate, who I think I've seen a couple of times in the area where I live now.
Oh, isn't that bad?
Really? Yeah. Oh, well, he worked on that side of the city.
Yeah, but I'm not too sure.
Would you go up and speak to him?
No.
Well, you barely spoke to him. You lived with him for a year.
Any connection with him?
We had the odd chat about football and stuff because I was there when the World Cup was on. So we watched a World Cup match together, but that was it, really.
So people come and go out of your life.
Yeah.
Can I ask, which uniform do you prefer, McDonald's or KFC? Is that a bad question?
I think the KFC ones are smarter. It's like red and black, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like my Tesco
uniform.
It was blue. I wore a blue suit.
Stacey loves Tesco's.
Big fan of Lidl now, though.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely love the one I
wear. Think about the monopoly the Irish chains had. Because Tesco wasn't always in Ireland. Yeah. It was just Dunnes and Super Value.
Crazy Price.
Crazy Price. Mr. Price.
Yeah.
Mr. Price is very sexy.
What about Mr. Muscle?
Not as sexy.
Here we go.
As Mr.
Who's the sexiest brand cartoon? The Hamburglar. With just his little mask on. And a burger for a penis.
What? It was a pickle.
That's where they get the pickles from. They farm Hamburglars and they chop off their pickle penis and they put it on.
Ah, you can't be saying this.
I can, it's the internet. I can say whatever I want. Right, on the show.
We only have 15 seconds.
I don't know really what we talked about now. Oh, going back to your school, commentating a quiz, no taste, man. Little Mix, loads of stuff.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Oh my God, Graham asked, do I want fun music? What a stupid question. Come on. Now, I told you a few minutes ago that I ended up watching the Masters Golf over the weekend. Didn't really know what was going on.
Who won?
Dustin Johnson.
Well done.
Thought it was Dustin the turkey. Kind of looks like a turkey with his nose.
Okay, let's see how much you were listening, though.
The only thing I enjoyed about the golf...
Okay, ignore my question.
I'm trying to get into my game. I have lots of
I was going to ask you, how much did you learn? What's the name of the massive guy that really beefed up that everyone is talking about that hits the ball really hard?
DeChambeau.
Well done.
Thank you. Anything else? Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you.
Now get into your quiz.
Something I like about the golf is the commentating. It's very relaxing. Have a listen.
Lovely to see Bubba Watson there as well, the champion of 12 and 14. He's going to tap it in. And it's Johnson, the master. 4 days of sustained brilliance gives Dustin his second major.
So, guys, look, no frills with this game. Guess the sport by listening to the commentator in a foreign language.
Excellent.
What do we think? Are we happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant.
So we're
great when you take initiative. He doesn't do it often.
I do too much work. We're going to cross over to Spain. Now, I know you did Spanish for the Leaving Cert,
si,
so you might understand what they're saying.
Si.
Guess the sport, and please don't play at home. Now, you can kind of hear an English word in it if you listen very carefully.
I'm going to say MMA fighting.
Kind of close. It's the NFL. Oh. American football.
It's not really close.
Well, people play. We're going to cross over to Norway now. Can you guess the sport?
So, am I thinking these can actually be sports that are played around the world? So in American stuff, they're just being commentated differently.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I probably should have
explained that. No, that's okay.
Okay, guess the sport. Vi kan tjene mye penger på. Gratulerer med dagen. Edvald Boasson Hagen. Eddie the Boss. Isn't the most relaxing
WWE
game to play so early in the morning?
WWE.
It is not. It is actually cycling, would you believe?
What?
That sort of passion for just a man on a bike.
Jeez, they take it seriously in Norway.
Now, I'm telling you, I'm giving you a clue. Listen very carefully to the background.
What language is this?
French, sorry.
Thank you. Okay, it's either MotoGP or Formula One. I'm going to go with Formula One.
You are correct. Yes, last one.
Get in there.
We're going over to China. Guess the sport from the Chinese commentator.
Football?
You are correct! He brought it home!
He's not bad!
I can tell you the football match was when Totti scored against Australia in the 2006 German World Cup.
They bloody love Italy in China. They
can't
love
get
the
enough
Italians.
Of it. Do you know, the commentating there is so loud.
It is very loud. It's not really relaxing.
Very intense.
You'd nearly prefer Martin Tyler putting you to sleep,
wouldn't you,
on Sky?
Yeah.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And here on Spin, we're telling you to wash your hands and wear your mask. Of course, we don't want you to get COVID-19, but one of the symptoms of COVID-19 is loss of taste.
Oh, that must be horrible.
You can't taste anything. And on TikTok, a guy called Russell Donnelly from New Jersey said that he's currently COVID positive and he has no sense of taste. So on his TikTok, he put up a video of him tasting things in his room to prove that he can't taste anything. He started off with an onion.
I am currently COVID positive and I can't taste anything. Everyone keeps telling me to try and eat like some nasty stuff, but I don't have any nasty stuff in my house. So I figured I'd just like eat some stuff that would be strong or pungent or something, you know, just to see what it's like. So here's an onion.
Oh. Squelchy, squelchy.
It's the onion raw, yeah?
Yeah, red onion.
Nothing.
Something from that.
Shot of lemon juice.
Even though I like lemon, so that's not too disgusting to me.
Nothing.
Can't taste
you
it.
You just eat full lemon.
And garlic paste. Oh, that.
Oh no,
that big, would hurt.
Big spoon. Here we go.
Oh,
nothing.
Nothing from garlic paste.
This is a crazy virus.
Sorry?
Is his eyes watering?
Nothing. He's not even flinching. He's putting it down like it's just an apple and some milk. But closer to home, on the 6-1 News last night. A guy called Declan Cassidy, he actually got COVID 8 months ago. He had that symptom of loss of taste, but his taste hasn't come back.
Oh.
Imagine, he's no taste since he got COVID-19. So since then, he has to put chilies in his porridge to have any sort of taste.
I'm keeping the chili companies in business. Any chilies will do, but it's just that kind of spice kick.
Porridge with a spicy twist. Chilies are a regular addition to Declan Cassidy's food since he contracted COVID-19 after a trip to Berlin 8 months ago. When he recovered from the illness, he was left with no sense of smell or taste.
Now, it looks absolutely disgusting. In his porridge, it looks worse than your porridge, Nathan, because your porridge looks like a dirty puddle. He has plain porridge with jalapenos in the middle. Jalapenos and porridge.
Now, I saw that. I actually felt sorry for the cameraman who had to film him just digging in the porridge. Like, oh, it is nice.
The worst of all, though, is that was in his kitchen. Then he came out to the front of his house to do a closer. And then he said this. Imagine not being able to taste this.
You go for your favourite lasagna or whatever, and it's just like more mush and there's no taste.
Oh.
He says he has to put chilli on absolutely everything. But the green chilli is better than the red chilli, he says. A lot more healthy for you. So there you go. So fingers crossed.
Wouldn't like to share a bathroom with him. Would not be the best thing in the world. Move in. I'm looking for someone to live with. Okay, do we have the same bathroom? Yes.
Fingers crossed his taste coming back. But there, another reminder to wash your hands and wear your mask.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
This is a real segment.
Yeah.
It's authentic.
Sure is.
We wear our heart on our sleeves. Nothing is pre-planned. Nothing is made up on the spot. Welcome to the Showbiz Shootout. Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand dressed in cheap leather and they each have a Showbiz news story. And at the end, the big old sheriff decides which one is better. Howdy, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Guys, I have so many clips in my story.
Let me go first then.
I just want to say, when I'm playing my clips...
Oh, I see seven.
Get out of my way.
Let me go first.
They're short, they're snappy. We'll cross over to Graham first.
We'll talk about this guy. I know when the hotline bling. Yes, Mr. Drake.
Yeah.
Worth 110 million euro. 56 top 40 hits, including 6 number ones. Very successful musician. But he is dipping his toe into a different type of market. He has just released his own company for scented candles.
Oh, well, move out of the way because Gwyneth Paltrow has already been there selling genital candles.
Yeah, so when you hear about a celebrity selling a new candle, you think, oh, is it going to smell off?
You know.
Because that's what Gwyneth Paltrow did. Yeah. Didn't Jeremy Clarkson do that as well, or was that a stunt?
No, I think he did.
But thankfully, they're not. His company is called Better World Fragrance House, and it's already... It's not a great name, is it? Better World Fragrance House.
Go back to the drawing board.
Each candle costs 80 euro.
Oh.
So as the article says, won't be on many people's Christmas lists. But he's already released some scents. These are them. Carberry Musk, Sweeter Tings, Williamsburg Sleepover, and Muskoka.
What is a Williamsburg sleepover? What does that smell of? Mum, Dad, can you pick me up? We don't want to stay over.
The company is also going to be used to sell perfume, moisturiser, and soap. Isn't that great? And then this article says here, probably only a matter of time till Kanye West comes up with an incense range. Isn't that good?
I don't get it.
Isn't that good?
Thank you for that story.
It's quick, it's short, it's in. Drake is selling candles.
Mine is going to be long and boring, so strap yourself in. If you were over in England or Scotland last night, don't know if you were, Graham.
You can't be because of, you can't fly.
Of course.
But if you're listening to us on the Spin app.
Maybe.
Thank you very much to our British friends.
Now over at the BBC, BBC One, they were having major technical problems before the show Panorama. It went on for 15 minutes. Nothing could work. And I have to say a special shout out to Delroy Haynes, who was the announcer. We've made mistakes on the show before.
Every day.
We panic. It's a horrible feeling.
I've actually stopped panicking these days. I'm just going to let it happen.
I cry. I do silently sob. I don't know if you can hear. But I'm going to go through the journey with you, if you'll allow me. Hopefully it won't be too long. So Delroy begins very confidently. This is just before Panorama.
MS Politics now on BBC One and hopes for healing a deeply divided nation.
Hi. Lovely.
The continuity announcer, that's what he's called.
Yeah, really smooth voice. Now Delroy addresses there's a problem.
Well, I'm sorry we're having a problem bringing you Panorama tonight. We'll try and get it to you as soon as we possibly can.
I can kind of hear the nerves in Delroy's voice. He starts to fluff up his words now.
And as soon as we can, we will be back with you on air.
It's actually making me
it's
nervous
like
now.
He has hair in his mouth. Now he's thinking of alternatives, Delroy.
Having a problem bringing you Panorama for tonight on BBC One, and if we can't bring that to you, we'll bring you another programme instead.
Another programme? Starting to think of what other programmes could we put in?
You can just tell there's somebody going, just keep on talking,
yeah,
keep talking, Delroy.
You're doing now Delroy is stressing out so much that they introduce some elevator music. Just have that instead. Delroy is disappeared. You're thinking, oh, has Delroy gone? No, they finally sort it out, but then the volume stops after the interview.
When I go shopping, I
can't. And then it's silence. There's silence after a man starts talking. One last announcement from Delroy.
We're having quite a night of it here, so do bear with us. We've got a few technical problems. We are working on them, and we hope to sort them as soon as we possibly can.
Fair play to Delroy. Delroy, if you get fired from your job, you're always welcome here.
Actually, it gives me anxiety. Well, you know, mistakes are welcomed on this show.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Mistakes are welcomed, and because of that, Nathan gets the win.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a good
Sheriff.
Story this morning.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Not really showbiz, though, is it?
Yeah, I think we all know that, and we're not addressing it. There's a mistake.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get her up.
With Just Eat. Over 2,700 restaurants and 40 cuisines to choose from on your favourite takeaway app. Available for delivery right to your door.
You got to get
Let's all focus,
wrong.
People. Come on, let's focus. I want a good, honest game of Gotta Get It Wrong. If we put our heads together, it should be okay.
All you have to do is get the questions wrong in a minute, and if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win €100 and the Gotta Get It Wrong board game.
Yes, please.
Just in time for Christmas. Rosalind's on top with 17. Great score yesterday. But playing this morning is our guy. His name is Pierce. Pierce, what are you up to this morning?
Just going to work.
Lovely. Okay. What do we work as?
I work in a warehouse.
Right. And what time did you start at?
8 o'clock.
Okay, so you're nearly there. Only a few more minutes to go. Well, let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong before you get into work. But before I give you the rules, Piercy just won a €50 Just Eat voucher.
Piercy, baby!
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, Pierce, I do want to ask, what takeaway are we going to go for?
Chipper.
Yes. Big old chipper. Are you going to get a battered sausage put in your mouth?
Yeah.
Love battered sausage. Now, you like myself, Pierce, after the old battered sausage. It's nice at the time, but geez.
You pay for it.
You pay for it. A lot of stomach.
They're there now.
Yeah. I hear you, Pierce. Right, these are the rules. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Your score to beat, Rosalind, on 17.
Big score.
18 puts you top, Pierce. I have faith in you. Here we go.
Name a Tom Cruise film.
Get Hard.
What's another word for bacon that begins with the letter R?
Rat.
What was the name of Dennis the Menace's dog?
Chewie.
What animal was Marley in the film Marley and Me?
Cat.
Finish the duo, Ant and...
Decca.
Where is I'm a Celeb taking place this year?
Australia.
Name a celebrity who is in this year's I'm a Celeb jungle.
Usain Bolt.
Name a celebrity who has won I'm Celeb in the past.
Tom Hardy.
What's the capital of Wales?
England.
Sing the French national anthem.
Happy birthday to you.
What is an actor's job?
Running.
Who is the Canadian Prime Minister?
Leo Fraker.
What's 44 minus 8?
7.
13 plus 12 is 25. True or false?
False.
Name a Gwen Stefani album.
Out of time.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Piercy, brother, happy birthday to you. Yeah. How did you find that?
Hard.
Have to say, some very creative answers in there. I sincerely hope you enjoyed yourself, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Have to say, Pierce, you came on this morning. You're like you're everyone's friend.
Yeah, yeah.
You're really muscly and have hairy knuckles. You actually reminded me of someone, Pierce.
Interesting.
Who is it?
Pierce, you reminded me of a very, very young Peter Andre from the music video Mysterious Girl.
Wow. That is insane.
Do you sometimes take your top off and hang around a waterfall?
No, I don't.
I don't believe you.
He's still playing Gotta Get It Wrong.
I don't believe you. Pierce, you got 13.
Not to worry, not you still get that Just Eat voucher though, Pierce. Thanks very much for coming on this morning.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you. Thanks
See you, Pierce.
Rosalind stays top with 17.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I was in a strange mood yesterday, reminiscing over my life.
Yeah.
With this lockdown, you've just so much spare time. Also with this career.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you have a lot of spare time in your life.
Oh my God.
In general, I can't even imagine what you end up doing.
I don't really do too much, I'll be honest with you, but I was sat on my bed yesterday afternoon and I was thinking back to when I was in primary school.
You know when you say, you often say, I sit on my bed.
Yeah, it's the end bit of the bed.
You often, many stories come from you just sitting on your bed.
Yes.
So I just imagine, you don't lie on the bed.
No.
Do you lie with your back to the headboard or just at the edge?
Great question. Just the edge. And sometimes I do fall. It's uncomfortable, but it does really get me thinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I was in primary school, I want to know, Graham, if this happened in your school.
Yeah.
I would be in the classroom, I'm not going to say with my friends, with my peers, and out of nowhere there would be a knock on the door. The door would swing open and the teacher would seem surprised. She would be thinking, who is this? The door swings open and there would be past pupils from the school would be visiting. Just calling round saying, hey, how are you?
Primary school, you'd be in what year? What class?
I would be in fourth class, fifth class. And you would have students that left the school the year before. They had moved on to secondary school.
Okay, yeah.
But they'd be calling in. They'd be in the area and they'd say, hi, miss, how are you? And we...
to be in the area.
Yeah.
Let's pop it in. Like someone... like two old ladies having a gab. I was just in the area. I'll call in for a cup of tea.
I tried to properly think about this, okay? So the students, they wouldn't be invited. They would call in.
Isn't it strange?
The teacher would be annoyed because, you know, they're interrupting class time. We as students would be looking at them thinking, why are they here? But secretly delighted because it's stopping us actually getting an education. So we're kind of happy about it. But there would be a good 5 to 6 minutes of everyone standing there.
And what was the purpose of the students coming back?
I don't know what the purpose.
Because in our school, they were so happy to get out of primary school.
Why would you return?
They would never return. So would these people be wearing their uniforms?
No,
from secondary
normal
school?
Clothes.
So would they have a day off?
I haven't a clue, honestly. And look, we have been students that have gone on to secondary school. Never in my time in secondary school did I want to return to my primary school for no reason.
And was your primary school and the secondary school, that? Because I know you didn't go to a secondary school beside your primary school.
No.
But did they go to a secondary school beside...
Did this happen in your school?
No, it never happened in my school. This is ridiculous, crap.
It was so odd for me. I just thought, why are
these students... How many times did this happen?
This happened at least 5 times.
What?
Honestly, different pupils now, not the same ones. I'm back.
And they would come and they would stand in the class and...
It would be a really awkward 10 to 15 minutes.
And would they do the rounds of the different classes? Or would they just go to one specific class, maybe a teacher they thought they got on well with?
I think that.
And then they would leave.
Yeah, the latter. And the teacher then, it would be so awkward, the teacher would invite them in.
Yeah.
And it's not like they would even talk to us as students because we had no relationship with them. So the teacher would just chat to them in the corner. And so,
how's secondary school
gone?
Actually really care about how secondary school is going.
They don't care.
Oh, maybe they do. Maybe some do. But I'd say, as you said, they were really angry. They want to get back with class. But because they aren't their teacher anymore and they weren't in the school, they had no kind of hierarchy, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Over them. So they kind of had to treat them as equals.
Yeah. It was really odd.
No, that never happened
to me.
That's
maybe after, you know, the show today, we could go into your school.
Absolutely not.
You and I.
No, that's fine. All the teachers are gone from my school.
Oh,
it's
are
been
they?
So long. What are they now?
I'm back.
12,
who are
29,
these people?
17. About 17 years now since I was in school. Yeah, there's none of them left.
Very odd, man.
William, though, says it happened in his.
It was actually, I think I could have been in at least third or fourth class, maybe, and there's been pupils, I'd say, 5, 6 years out of school, but these are the badass kids, like, you know, and they just stroll in. They'd actually walk into the classroom and all. Teacher would be gobsmacked. I'd never forget it. Don't want to say any names, but, yeah, had that. I've witnessed that myself before.
Well, thank God you didn't say any names, because we can't afford a lawsuit here.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
You aren't the only one. Okay. Listen to this tweet last night from Peter Collins, who's after us. He's not happy.
What's he saying?
He said, the shop section on Instagram needs to get in the bin.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, it's the new Instagram update. It is horrendous. So let's just talk through Instagram now. They've moved all the buttons around and they've introduced new buttons. So when you used to check your notifications, it used to be bottom right, yeah, right beside the kind of your home button. Now that is the top right, and in the place is the new shop section. So when you go in to check your notifications, you now accidentally end up in the shop. And I don't really understand what this shop section is.
What is the shop section?
Well, I presume Facebook Marketplace has become so popular on Facebook that Instagram is owned by Facebook, so they said, do you know what we'll do? We'll put in the shop. Am I kind of right here, producer Callum?
I haven't an actual clue.
It seems like, but then in the shop section, it seems like it's more like brands are trying to flog,
yeah,
their stuff.
Yeah, what are you being recommended in the shop section? I'm being recommended watches.
I've been recommended shoes. And, well, see, I've been looking to buy new football boots. So,
oh, okay, that's not bad.
Obviously, it's doing that, but I won't give in to the algorithm. I won't buy it through Instagram.
Don't, because it's just going to make matters worse.
That's my fear.
I don't actually understand how you can post a video on your news feed anymore. I was really struggling with that, with all the new...
So before, you would post a story by going to the top left. Now, in the kind of the middle top to right, you have a button where it controls everything you upload. So if you want to put a post, a story, a reel or a live, it's all in the one section, which makes it harder to put up a story straight away, because the default is to go to a post and then you got to swipe right to go to a story. It isn't a good update. And then when you think you're uploading a post normally to your timeline, it goes into reels. Now, obviously, that is because they're trying to take on TikTok. Yeah. So they really want people to be invested more in the reels. It's a bad update because it's just moved everything around.
I have a little bit of a hack for you. So if you look on your Instagram screen now, that's the homepage. If you swipe completely, then you get stories like that. So you swipe from right to left.
No, it's not working for me. I have an Android.
It's working for me.
Well, get a better phone.
If I swipe, I end up getting the shop.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I get what Callum says there.
Damn it. Oh, wait, now I've got it now.
Oh.
Okay, I've got it, yeah. If you swipe, you get the story. I still don't like it.
This is a horrible update.
Now, we were talking about updates off air and what have been the best and worst updates. Remember when Snapchat did an update a couple of years ago and it pushed a lot of their content creators to Instagram because it just buried their content as well? That was a bad update because you had to search further to get some of your favourite content creators.
I found it very strange, the Snapchat update, the whole on the map, you could see where people were.
Yes.
Kind of very off-putting.
I liked when Instagram put the stories. It was hard to get used to because there was a time where Instagram was just uploading photos and that was it. And then they, like they're doing to TikTok, they stole Snapchat's idea of the disappearing story after 24 hours and introduced that. And now you couldn't imagine Instagram without it.
No, it'd be so boring.
Remember the days when you couldn't even post videos to Instagram?
Yeah. But the worst update in recent times has to be Revolut.
Oh, it's horrendous.
I can't even remember what it was like before the update, but I just know it's so much more difficult now to navigate myself around Revolut than it was before the update.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that. But look, I suppose we'll just have to get used to the new Instagram.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Right now, we've got thousands of euro to be won across the week on Spin, thanks to Super Value Online Shopping.
So Andy was covering for Jazz and Laura on the Zoo Crew last night, and that little scamp ordered an item from supervalue.ie. All you have to do is tell us right now on the show, what did Andy order? If we choose you, if you're correct, you're walking away with a 200 euro Super Value voucher.
Give us a text or WhatsApp on 087 711 1038.
Will we give any clues?
If you listened to the Zoo Crew last night, this is actually ironic.
All right.
So last night, while the Zoo Crew was on, I was making my dinner. And on Sunday, I cooked a massive roast chicken. So I had half it on Sunday, half it last night. And you know the problem when you're reheating meat? It's very dry.
Very dry.
It's very dry. So I had it in the microwave. I said, you know what? I need to get this product from my shelf to make it less dry, all right? Oh. And I went to take it out of my press. I checked the best before date. December 2019. Just threw it in the bin. Went again. Oh, there's another one. Check the bottom. December 2018. So I had to throw it in the bin as well. That was the product to make my chicken less dry. What was it?
See, this is like a riddle now. What makes meat moist?
You tell us what it is, you win a €200 voucher. Teresa, what was it?
Gravy.
Same gravy as gravy. I can hear a kid crying in the background.
Gravy.
Get ready for the skill run.
I said I needed it to make my chicken less dry. Yes. From Sunday, and you're correct. It was gravy. Yeah. Unbelievable. You've just won a €200 super value voucher. What's the first thing you're going to buy?
Gravy.
Gravy, yeah.
Yeah, gravy, of course. Absolutely.
It's a must. You need to have it in the cupboard.
Teresa, get back to the school run. Thanks very much for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Thank you, Teresa. Bye-bye.
Right, now it's time for us to order something online. Ooh. And then, if you can tell Peter Collins, around 12 o'clock, what we ordered, you could be winning a €300.
I'm sorry, did you meant to say super 200
value.
Euro?
Nope. €300 super value voucher. So I'm going to log on here now to supervalue.ie. Nathan, what will we order?
Feeling very festive. Mince pies.
M-I-N-C.
It's like you already knew what I was going to order.
P-I-E-S.
No, you're
thank
not.
You.
No.
Nathan's credit card
not
details.
No, what's no, your, it's not mine.
What's your
it's
thing?
It's not my credit card.
Okay.
So, mince pies.
So there we go. We've ordered mince pies. When Peter asks you what we order, message on mince pies on 087 711 1038. €300 voucher, and it's all thanks to SuperValue online shopping. Christmas delivery and collection slots are now available at supervalue.ie.
Hi, I'm Graham.
What?
You were speaking a few minutes ago that you ate very dry meat last night.
Yes. I cooked chicken on Sunday and I had half it last night and I needed a gravy and it was all gone off.
Well, I can't believe that Jamie Oliver, a.k.a. Amanda, is listening to the show. She has some advice about your dry meat.
If you want to reheat your meat and not dry it out, put it onto like a plate or a dish, something that's able to go into the oven. Put a little sprinkling of water over it, or even a teaspoon or a tablespoon, a dribble of water over your meat. And then put another plate on top. So you put that in the oven and, you know, heat it back up, check it every now and again, and it will warm up your meat nicely and slowly, and it will not dry it out.
Incredible!
Okay.
Okay. Stop bothering me. Okay?
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips. Get all your free tickets here.
I want to go to every gig. When gigs are open again, I'm going to every gig. I'm going to be known as the gig guy that goes.
You said after the great news yesterday about the second vaccine, you said you want to take 10 of them in your arm.
What?
That's what you said. You said, give me all the vaccines. Okay. I want to go to gigs.
I'm not going
to
be hogging all the vaccines.
He said, I'll put it straight into my eyeball if I have to.
Oh my God,
Jesus, this guy really wants to go to gigs. He loves music gigs.
I love music and I love you. We want to reward you on the show this morning, giving away tickets to see Little Mix when they come to Dublin on the 29th of April. The first night is already sold out. You can't get tickets anyway. Anywhere, sorry, not anyway. Second night, you can.
So we are doing, this is a shout out to my exes.
I love this.
We're going to talk about someone's exes. Three to be exact. If you can tell us who the person is, who has dated the three people, give us a text or WhatsApp on 087 711 1038. So this person has dated and actually married in the past, not all of them, Ashley Cole, Liam Payne, and some French guy that looked moody with a long name.
He was very moody. I remember a picture of seeing him in the airport.
Ashley Cole, Liam Payne, and a moody French guy.
Didn't she marry the French guy?
Yes.
Married Ashley Cole and married the French guy.
And has... we're saying too much.
Yeah, we're saying way too much.
Who is that person? 087 711 1038. Wish I were. It's 9:15 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Conan Gray is singing about Heather. Nathan questioned there, who is Heather? Is it Heather from EastEnders?
Do you remember Heather from EastEnders?
She had an asthma attack, I believe.
She passed away. Not in real life.
In the show.
In the show, but she wants to return, doesn't she?
As her ghost.
Or evil twin.
Yeah. Oh, it's her evil twin.
Yeah.
Free tickets here. Just realised how ridiculous that sounded. She wants to return as her ghost.
Ooh. Hey, we're excited about this. Giving away tickets to see Little Mix when they're in town on the 29th of April.
One gig already sold out. This is tickets for the second night. Anthony, how are you?
I'm good, lads. How are you?
What's going on, brother? We're keeping well. What's the plan today? What are you currently doing?
I've actually to bring me 8-week-old baby to the doctors at 11 o'clock to get 3 needles.
Oh, wow. Oh. Vaccinated?
Yeah.
What are the vaccines that they're getting?
The first three vaccines are
measles?
6-in-1, PCV, meningitis B, and rotavirus, I think.
Wow. Best of luck with that, Anthony.
It's going to be painful.
Busy day ahead. Right, we got tickets to Little Mix to give away. Who would you bring, or the tickets for someone else, or are you a massive Little Mix fan?
Well, it's for my girlfriend and my daughter.
Okay.
This is lovely.
Right, shout out to my exes. This person's exes include Ashley Cole, Liam Payne, and the French Moody guy. Who?
It's Cheryl Tweedy.
Cheryl Tweedy. I love that surname, Tweedy.
Going for her actual name,
heard in a while.
And you're correct. Yes.
Oh, thanks, lad.
Just known as Cheryl now, I believe.
Yeah.
Cheryl Tweedy, Cheryl Cole, Cheryl Fernandez-Vicini. Never married Liam Payne, but now is just known as Cheryl. Anthony, congratulations. You win the tickets and best of luck today with your new kid and all the vaccines. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're a good guy, Anthony.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Are you ready to spin doctors with Gillette? Proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's mow.
And remember, Gillette are proud sponsors of Movember, and you can donate online now at movember.com/Gillette.
I have a secret. The spin doctors are back, baby.
Here to put positive spins on slight irritations. James, welcome to the clinic. What seems to be the problem?
Oh, my hair is basically, I dyed it blonde there. I got a girl on my road to deal for me. She works in a salon.
Okay.
And everyone else loves it. My friends love it. My family love it, apart from my girlfriend.
Okay, the girlfriend doesn't know. Do you look like the real Slim Shady?
It's a bit better. I'd like to say I'm along the lines of Jack Grealish. It's that good looking.
Oh,
like,
my
I'm that.
God,
Grealish. Okay, so is your hair kind of sweep back with a little bit of an Alice band when you're playing a bit of ball?
Yeah, that's the look I'm going for, yeah.
Gorgeous.
And I'm thinking, what was your natural colour? Was it brunette, brown?
It was dark brown.
Dark brown. And is there blonde streaks going through it like Grealish, or is it pure blonde?
It's more blonde streaks. I used to, back in the day, when the mullets were a thing, I used to have one of them skunk streaks. So it's a bit better than
smelly
that.
Skunk.
A skunk streak?
Yeah, do you know that
streak?
Look? Down the middle, like a mohawk, right. A smelly skunk. Well, horrible.
It started on my fringe and then it went down the back of my head. Oh, and then,
you are a trendsetter.
Can I ask, did you tell your girlfriend that you were going to bleach your hair? Was this a surprise?
No, she kind of knew it was coming. She was hardly against it, but I had too many people on my side to get it done. So.
How long have you been going out?
I've been gone out for 6 years.
Six years.
God.
Okay,
what is
okay, here we go. All right, okay, here we go. I got one.
Do you have some?
Yeah. So, James, your girlfriend is obviously very upset with you right now that you went ahead and did the hair even though she didn't want you to. But if you get through this moment together, if you get through this, won't you be able to get through any obstacle that comes in your life? You will know that this woman is for you.
I have something.
If you can get through this and she can get over this and you can get over her being angry, yeah. Isn't that a great sign that you can always reference that in the future to say, however angry you are at me now, you'll never be as angry as you were back in 2020 in the lockdown when, remember that coronavirus thing was there and you got angry at me because I dyed my hair?
Tap me in, brother.
Go.
James, you sound absolutely hideous right now, which is perfect for your girlfriend because no one will be paying you any attention. Yeah!
Sorry, if he said he looks like Jack Grealish, that boy ain't hideous.
I know, he sounds gorgeous.
But in your girlfriend's head,
she thinks you're hideous.
Yes, no one's going to be going near you.
No one's going to be going near you.
James, have we made the situation better?
You've definitely brightened up my day, mate.
There we go.
Let's do it anymore. You've just won a Gillette Skin Guard starter pack plus 6 months worth of play. Nice. James, it's a pleasure to help you. That's what we're here for.
Can you send in a picture of your hair? I'd just be interested.
Yeah, I'll send in a picture, yeah.
Nice one. Do that right now.
Good man, James.
Do you say we can put up on our website?
Yeah, everyone can see me.
Spin103.com.
Check James's hair.
James, you're a gent. Thanks for coming on. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Holy moly, my friend Graham. Are the people at KFC, are they listening to this show? Because do you remember the other week I was speaking about Viennettas?
Yes, you were asking, are Viennettas still a thing?
I think they're extinct like dinosaurs.
No, it was a very lazy topic conversation because they very much are a thing. It's like saying,
if I don't see it, it doesn't exist.
Is bread still a thing? Yes, it is. And since you talked about it, I've seen Viennetta and Callum has seen Viennetta and loads of people said, yes, Viennetta is still a thing.
Well, you're going to see Viennetta in KFC.
Oh.
Because they have released KFC's Crushums in Viennetta flavour. Do you know what a Crushum is?
It's their version of like a McFlurry meets a milkshake. It's not as thick as a McFlurry, but it's not as smooth as a milkshake.
Friend of the show, Colonel Sanders, he loves this and he has a message for everyone.
Years ago when I had my own restaurant, most popular item on the menu was fried chicken. It was much better than the usual southern fried chicken that most folks were used to because I always did cook good chicken.
Yeah, the chicken is good. You're a fan, aren't you?
I do like KFC. The Colonel is a real person as well. I know you see him on the, is like his cartoon.
So is Ronald McDonald. He's a real person.
And the Hamburglar.
Now, KFC, what I like about them is they're always thinking of new recipes.
Yeah, what are they thinking of?
Have you heard of the gravy burger?
No.
Bit of chicken, hash brown, and it's smothered in gravenaise.
That's a bit of me. That's a bit of gravenaise.
Yeah.
That's a bit of me. A
little sachet of gravy. I looked at other things they've brought in. Have you ever heard of a cheese-topped burger? Just a chicken burger with a little bit of dirty cheese on top of the bun.
It's not really that different. That's just a chicken burger with cheese, which you can get anywhere.
Yeah, but it's outside of the bun. It's on top of the bun. There's just a bit of cheese.
Okay, that's weird.
That is weird. Last thing that's weird is a scoffy cup. Have you heard about them?
No.
So in KFC, I think over in the UK, we're going to cross over to our UK resident very shortly. Hold on to your horses. It's going to be good. But this coffee cup, you can eat it. It's made out of sugar. Haven't I right, producer Callum?
I have no clue. I've never seen them. I told you this. What you were talking about?
What are you talking about?
You can order coffee in this KFC and eat the cup. It's made out of sugar.
What did you eat this morning? Are you okay? Are you well?
You know, producer Callum, I'm telling the truth.
I don't know. I've never seen them. I've seen the article, but I've not seen the cup.
Oh, you have a KFC anecdote.
No, we don't have any time now. Wow, okay.
Oh, what a waste of 3 minutes.
We'd like to apologise.
What do you mean? That was interesting.
Does the edible cup exist or not?
Edible cup, not eatable cup.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8, 8, 8.